Back pain. Back pain is one of the most common benzodiazepine and antidepressant withdrawal symptoms. If you are having back pain, I am sorry. I know it can be very, very disabling. It can, for some people, it's lower back pain. Some people have pain in the mid back area and some in the upper back area. The coccyx as well. Sometimes the pain travels around the back and it can even travel to other parts of the body. In terms of how to manage it, first of all, like lots of the other types of pain or areas of pain and withdrawal, no painkiller really has any effect. And of course, as I've said in other podcasts, you don't want to take a painkiller every day if this is a persistent symptom. So some people are able to have, you know, a Panadol or Tylenol or paracetamol or, you know, some sort of over-the-counter pain med, which they say might just slightly touch it, if at all. But in terms of the stronger pain medication like the opiates and so on, you do not want to be taking that daily or regularly at all. So just bear that in mind. The NSAIDs, as you know, also can cause reactions in people. So I think this is where the breathing comes in. If you can find a breathing exercise that works for you, it's very good with controlling pain. This is why pregnant women go to breathing classes, Lamaze classes, to learn how to breathe for that moment when the pain is unbearable. So I don't know what your particular way of coping is, but I hope that, one, this pain doesn't last for too much longer, and I hope that you'll begin to see improvements soon. But regardless of how long it lasts, just be reassured that it will go. Again, it's another symptom that goes with recovery. So just like, I mean, I had awful back pain, and I know if you've been listening to the other podcast, you probably think I had every symptom. I didn't have every symptom, but I had a lot. And this was one of them. And I remember just at one point, just standing was so difficult because not only was my back hurting, but it radiated down the back of both my thighs. And, you know, my coccyx was just on fire, it felt like. So it was a kind of burning pain as well. But as I said, this is going to go. So just wait it out. Breathe through it. Remind yourself it's temporary. It's not going to last. You are healing regardless of how you're feeling, regardless of how intense it is. This is all a part of the healing process. You're not getting sicker, you're actually getting better. So I hope that you'll be able to cope and take good care of yourself in the meantime. Okay? Bye for now.